following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome to another Refuge Daily on this thankful Thursday. Once again, it's Mike Rogers, and I just want to share with you a little bit, if I can, a few words of encouragement, perhaps, and a particular thing that's been on my mind lately and on my heart, and I know as well from conversation with others at church what's been on their heart as well, and that has to do with home fellowship or connect groups, those kind of things, life groups and home Bible studies, a small, more intimate gatherings of believers that are looking to get closer to the Lord. And so I want to share with you a little bit about that from the book of Acts. When we see in the early church, of course, Luke writing in the book of Acts gives an account on that day of Pentecost when Peter had spoken to the huge crowd there that were there for the feast. And many people came, the Holy Spirit came upon many and had added to the church. And so I'm going to share with you from Acts chapter 2 just a little bit, and then I have some things I'd like to talk to you about if you'll stay tuned in there with me. I appreciate it. And so Peter had, as I said, he had spoken to the crowd, and many were coming to hear the words of the Lord from Peter and the Holy Spirit speaking to through him to the crowd. And it says in verse 40, starting off in verse 40, I'm going to say, he said, as with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So way back a couple thousand years ago, it was a perverse generation. I think we can also see that in our times today that if anything's changed, it's probably gotten worse. And that's something that we can certainly relate to, a perverse generation in even modern times. But that's what he was saying at this time. And in verse 41, then he said, then those who gladly received this word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And so they were not only continuing to stay together and hear the word being spoken by the apostles that were going out and teaching, but they had that fellowship. And I think that speaks of something that is a little bit more than just being out in the church, but we see many accounts where they were actually meeting in homes. Just as when Jesus walked the earth before this, he was meeting with people in their homes and he was teaching in homes. We have a lot of accounts of that because even though he taught in the synagogues and he was able to go in there, it wasn't always well received there. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of persecution that happened after the teachings there for not only Jesus, but even the apostles later as they went into those places of so-called worship of God, and yet they were persecuted for speaking the truth about Jesus Christ and the Messiah that had come. And it says then they had continued in the fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And so that fellowship, getting together, I think is wonderful to do at church. And we certainly see that that's a directive that we get as well, to not forsake the assembly of the saints. Gathering together corporately as a church is important. But the small groups is something that I want to touch on today just because of the importance of that and the benefit of it for us as believers in our growth with the Lord, as well as just the overall benefit of being able to have the relationships, the intimate, more of an intimate relationship, a close relationship, a friendship, or that close fellowship, the koinonia, as it's called, and I believe that's in the Greek, that talks about a real closeness, just that happens when you're like-minded and have certainly a common desire, which is to grow closer to the Lord in that. And then it says in verse 46, I'm jumping down a little bit, it says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple, so they were still doing it in the temple, and then breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And those and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So I'm just wanting to talk to you a little bit today about the benefit of connect groups, home fellowship groups. I got a little sign here just to kind of list it. I don't know how that will come out on there, but it shows the home fellowship groups, the connect groups, the life groups, the home Bible study groups, and then because I'm involved in the rooted groups, I had to throw that in as well, because it's the rooted program that we have at Refuge, and of course it goes on in many other churches as well. It's kind of a on ramp to small groups to hopefully provide an opportunity for people to group together in smaller groups. Some of you listening to this probably are already a part of a home fellowship, a life group. They're basically the about the same thing, and that's wonderful. And then you already know the benefit of it, or maybe you've been a part of one in the past, and for whatever reason, that one's no longer happening. People move, things happen, but what we want to see is more of this, and we'd love to see that within our family at Refuge, and so that's one reason why Rooted was started, was brought to Refuge, so that we can hopefully encourage that and provide a way to learn what that's about for some who haven't done it, or perhaps some who are even considering starting one. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you today. If that's on your heart, if that's something that you're interested in, if you've been a part of a small connect group before, or you want to be part of one, because I have heard from a number of people that are interested in that, we have some connect groups. Unfortunately, a lot of them are limited in capacity because they're in homes and they already have been going on for quite some time, and they only have a certain amount of space in people's homes. But maybe you're interested in starting one yourself. Maybe you have a home and it has space, and you could offer that as a facility that could be used, but you're not interested in necessarily leading that, or you have the gift of hospitality and you can provide the availability of your home, but you want somebody, you'd like to have somebody else lead it. I would like to be able to connect people in those areas. So I'm reaching out to you now to see if you might be interested, if this is on your heart, if you've been wanting to be a part of a group like that, perhaps you've wanted to lead a group like that, perhaps you just wanted to have one in your home, or you have the ability to have one in your home, and you think that would be something that God would have you do. I want to help you in that way. The church staff is interested in seeing more of these connect groups and small fellowships, developing home Bible studies, those kind of things. And so we're here to help, and there's others within the body of Christ at Refuge Family that are willing to help as well. And so I just want to throw that out to you at this point and encourage you that you can pray about it, but certainly don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'm going to give you an email address that you can send your questions to if you just you want to talk about it. I'll be happy to call you back. If you email me, I'll call you back and we can talk about it, see what might fit. What would the Lord have you, and or maybe even some of your friends, or maybe you just have a couple of friends that are new at the church or they want to kind of connect and get to know some people a little bit better, and certainly dig deeper into the Bible. When we look in when we look at chapter 17 of Acts, we see that even after there was home fellowships and Paul and Silas, and they were getting out and about, they were well into their ministries and mission trips, and they had gone around, but they were going around to people's houses, and there was actually persecution at that time, and this was well after the time of the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit during Pentecost that Peter had spoken about in chapter 2. So if we go to chapter 17 of Acts, and you can look at that, we see that Paul and Silas had left an area where there was some persecution at a man named Jason's house. And you can go to Acts chapter 17, verses 5 through 9, and it gives the account of what happened there when there was persecution. So how important is it that we continue on and that we know that church has certain restrictions that they have to deal with from time to time, but home fellowships have flourished throughout the ages. And so we see here in verse 10, it said, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to the Berea. Then they arrived, they went into the synagogues of the Jews. There, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out where these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not just a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men." So they were those who were longing to get closer to the Lord, and they searched the scriptures. And that's the beauty of a home fellowship. You can do that, and you have the opportunity that you don't necessarily have when you're at church on a Sunday service, Saturday night service, or what have you. When you're corporately in there with a lot of people, you're not allowed to, or you're not able to be able to ask questions, because the Lord is speaking through the pastor and teaching. And yet you might have some questions that come up, and you want to ask those things, and you get to do that in the small fellowships. And that's why I'm wanting to promote that as much as possible in your growth, and the ability to be able to dig deeper in that. So, as I said, if you're interested in starting a home fellowship, being part of a home fellowship, you can call it life groups, you can call it a home Bible study, maybe there's some service opportunities you might want to do with a group of people, those kind of things. Those things are things that we're teaching and we're sharing with people. We're letting them exercise through the rooted groups as well. That's why we started Rooted. As I said, you don't have to do the Rooted program. You don't have to go through that to have a home Bible study by any means, but certainly I can help you perhaps, or others are willing within the church that have been part of small groups, have been teaching in small groups, have led small groups, that are also willing to see that the church has the opportunity at particularly at Refuge, that we would provide that, so that people come in that want to be a part of one, that they have the ability to join one of those groups. So if you have any questions about it, you want to talk about it, you have some thoughts or ideas, I would like for you to contact me. And you can do that at rooted@refugefamily.com. If you can see that, it's rooted@refugefamily.com. So that's the email address. If you send your questions, your contact information, just let me know what you're thinking about the subject that I've talked to you about. All of these things on home fellowship, connect groups, life groups, home Bible study, and rooted groups. We'd love to see the church grow in that way and be able to grow spiritually, internally within our fellowship, and then we get to go out to make disciples of all nations. And what a beautiful thing that is, to go to the uttermost parts of the world, or maybe just next door to our neighbor's house, one way or the other, that we are able to glorify the Lord in that way. So may God bless you today. Sorry for the long message, but I just want to encourage you to be as the Bereans, dig deep into those scriptures, look for opportunity for closer fellowship. And if you're interested in a small home group, then I'd like to hear about it. So let me know. God bless you. Have a very good and wonderful, thankful Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.